Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the iconic blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castos for more episodes.
My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce, and I'm a social media specialist in the marketing department for North Mississippi Health Services. And I'm joined today by Dr. Lakeisha Chisholm. Dr. Chisholm, would you tell us about yourself, a little bit about who you are?
Sure. My name is Lakeisha Chisholm. I am a family medicine physician. I have been practicing here in Tupelo for about 10 years now. I did my residency training with a family medicine residency as part of North Mississippi Medical Center. And I've been at the Verona Medical Clinic for about 7 or 8 years now.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We're so glad you're part of our system, and I'm so glad you are helping with this campaign to talk about Small Step for Better Health number 5. And hopefully this small step will be simple to accomplish over the next 2 weeks. And today's small step is to schedule your yearly physical or checkup with your primary care provider. Dr. Chisholm, tell us a little bit about why seeing your primary care provider every year, even if you're feeling well, is important to keep you healthy.
Yes, so we strongly encourage patients to see their primary care provider once a year, at least, just to establish that relationship with your primary care provider so they get to know you and you get to know them and you feel comfortable with that provider. The most important thing is we really want to get you in when you're healthy so that we can do just regular checkups, we can do preventive health screenings, so that if there ever is an issue, the goal is to be able to catch it really, really early so we can go ahead and treat it and get you feeling better. We want to keep you as healthy as possible for as long as possible. We don't want patients to get into the habit of waiting until they're really, really sick to see someone, because then we're kind of working backwards and we're trying to kind of play catch up in a lot of ways. I know sometimes that patients have a fear of going to the doctor, and sometimes there's a lot of anxiety associated with that, and that's very understandable. We have patients who are hesitant to see a doctor because they're afraid they may get some bad news. But a lot of times what we find is once a patient is able to find a provider who they feel comfortable talking to and they establish that relationship, that really does decrease a lot of the anxiety, and they really enjoy having that person they can go to if something were to happen. They already have that relationship established.
That's great. And so it can help you detect signs and symptoms of disease early, which allows for early intervention. And make sure you're caught up on all your health screenings. You know, there are a lot of preventive care screenings, and it can be a lot to keep up with if you're just a regular person, not in the medical field.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about those screenings and why they're important.
Yeah, sometimes it is overwhelming because we have so many things that we are looking for and trying to keep a check on. A lot of that depends on a person's gender, their age, their family history, their personal medical history. So some of the things, for example, that we encourage patients to get done and that we try to keep you on your appropriate schedules for are things like prostate cancer screening for gentlemen, of course, mammograms and pap smears for our ladies. We also do things in the office to try to assess your healthcare status, like checking your blood pressure when you come into the office, checking your blood glucose levels to assess your risk of potential diabetes, and also checking your cholesterol levels to see if there's any indication of high cholesterol or any potential cardiovascular disease. So those are just a few of the things that we can do to just kind of keep a great checkup and make sure that everything's okay and everything's looking good.
Yeah, it's great to have that relationship with a primary care provider who's staying on top of those things for you, making sure you're following the right schedule. It's also a good time to sit down with your provider and ask any questions. You know, sometimes over the course of a year, you have questions about your health, but, you know, you're not really sure if it's enough to make an appointment. So that yearly checkup is just a good time to ask any questions you might have.
That's a really good point that you make. Sometimes things kind of pop up or happen in between scheduled visits, and you don't really know, does this warrant a phone call to the doctor's office? Would this warrant an appointment? And so just writing those things down and taking it with you to your yearly visit and asking those questions, I think is very helpful and very informative for the patient. And something else that I forgot to mention that I think is very valuable, we also do depression screenings at health wellness visits as well. And so a lot of times patients may have mild symptoms or early symptoms of depression or anxiety type symptoms, and they may not be able to recognize that it's related to their mental health. Mm-hmm. But we do have some screening measures and some tools that we use and questions that we ask to try to clue us into those things so that we can catch that early as well, so that it doesn't become a larger issue down the road.
Okay, that's great. So yeah, it's really a time, ask questions, catch up on those screenings, really kind of a holistic view of your health and make sure you're in good shape. You know, another key benefit of having a primary care provider is really that continuity of care. You know, as a primary care provider, you're here for the long haul. You get to build a history with a patient, understand where they are. Talk a little bit about that and that coordination of care.
So coordination of care is very important. One of the words you hear us use a lot in primary care is continuity. We value continuity of care, and we value the relationships that we really work on fostering with our patients, because what that does is it allows us to, once we know a patient very well, we are able to diagnose things a little bit more efficiently. So if you're a person who makes a habit of going to various urgent care clinics or walk-in clinics on a regular basis, it's okay, there's a time and a place for that, but we don't want to make that a habit, because what ends up happening is every time you go to a different clinic, you see a different provider. Mm-hmm. And that person may be very skilled and knowledgeable, but they don't know you on an intimate personal level in the same manner that your primary care provider does. Right. So unfortunately, there's an increased risk of maybe something being missed, mm-hmm. or something not being translated to that provider if you're seeing someone different every time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are times when our office may be closed, or there may be inclement weather, or maybe a weekend or after hours. And in those cases, we strongly encourage you to see our urgent care clinics if you can. However, ideally, we would love for you to maintain that relationship with your consistent primary care provider, so that we can provide that continuity of care, make sure that nothing's falling through the cracks and that all your needs are being met and that you've been taken care of in the most efficient way possible.
Right. You know, as we get older, a lot of times specialists become part of the equation. So sometimes one person might be seeing multiple specialists to treat multiple chronic conditions. And so, you know, I've had grandparents that were in that situation where they were seeing multiple specialists, and sometimes one person didn't know what the other person was doing. And I would always say, you need to talk to your primary care provider. They're the captain right. of the ship. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would always refer to their PCP as, you know, that doctor is your captain. They can make sure everything is happening like it's supposed to.
Right. And everybody's communicating with each other. Yes, right. That's a very good point.
You have one person kind of keeping tabs on all the medicines you're on and how they interact with each other and mm-hmm. all the treatments that you're dealing with and all of that. So that's really important. And I know it's really easy to neglect our health amidst all the competing priorities. You know, we're all busy. We have jobs and families and friends and hobbies and all the things. But you can't take care of yourself if you aren't healthy.
Yes, that's a great point. And that's a conversation that I have with a lot of my patients. Sometimes I will miss seeing a patient for a regular follow-up. And I'm like, what happened to you? I missed you for your last checkup. And then they share with me that maybe they have been busy working, mm-hmm. or maybe they have assumed taking care of a loved one. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we find ourselves in our positions where our work has become more demanding. We're having to work more hours. Or maybe we're having to take care of a spouse or a grandchild or our aging parents. And as a result of that, we end up kind of putting ourselves on the back burner, mm-hmm. and then we put our own health last.
Right.
So I always encourage people to try to find a balance. We appreciate the fact that you're taking care of someone else and that you are, you know, motivated with work and all those things. But at some point, there has to be a priority to take care of yourself first, because like you said, if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't really take care of anybody else. We need right. you to be healthy as well.
That's right. Okay, so if you are listening and you already have an established primary care provider, that is wonderful. Check your calendar and make sure you've had your annual checkup. If not, reach out to a primary care provider. You can go to the North Mississippi Health Services website, which is www.nmhs.net, and click Find a Doctor. You can find a doctor near you to go ahead and establish that relationship and schedule those yearly checkups. One thing I forgot to mention is that most insurance companies, including Medicare, cover annual wellness visits. So there's really no reason to not take advantage of that and keep a good check on your health. So Dr. Chisholm, is there anything else you can think of about this topic before we wrap up?
I would encourage people to put themselves first. Mm-hmm. Make time. I know that we are all very busy. I know that life is very demanding. I know that sometimes we feel we're being pulled in many different directions, but at the core of everything, make yourself and make your health a priority and take time for yourself to get checked out, get a primary care provider, get those preventive screenings done, and let's work together to keep you healthy.
That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another Small Step for Better Health. Follow us on social media for more tips, and you can sign up for our e-newsletter where we will be sending out a lot of great content about small steps for improving your health. Dr. Chisholm, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening. We are here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helps you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Castos for more episodes.